Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Church. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn, please, to Matthew 16 this morning? Matthew, the 16th chapter, and 13, Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi. He asked his disciples, he said, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" They said, "Some say you're John the Baptist, some Elijah, others say you're Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But whom say you that I am? What do you say?" Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Amen. Glory to God. Does it matter what you think about Jesus and who you say that he is? Yes. Well, your eternity, your salvation depends on it. And it's true with every man and woman on the planet. Say it out loud. He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Praise God. Aren't you glad you know that? And you believe that? You're not confused about it? Say it once again. He is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and he's my Lord. Glory to God. That's how you get saved, you know. He went on to say, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, flesh and blood has not revealed it to you, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say to you that you are Peter," a word for rock or stone that could be picked up and moved. "And upon this rock," another word, rock like a mountain, "on this rock I will build my church." On what rock? The rock of the Christ, the Son of the living God. "I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Glory to God. On this rock I will build my church. My church, he says. Aren't you glad he claims us?
Amen.
He says we're his church.
Yeah.
He says you're my church. What do we say?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Yes. We are, Lord. We are your church.
Yes.
That's who we are, and you're our Lord. And the gates of hell, the authority of hell, the power and ability of hell cannot prevail or overcome the church, nor can it withstand it. Gates keep people in or keep people out. And these gates are no match for the church. Can't hold us in. Can't keep us out. Right? The gates of hell shall not prevail, which means the church prevails. In the book of Acts, you'll see from time to time, it'll say the word of God grew mightily and prevailed. Whole cities were shook. So many people got saved until people came out and made huge bonfires of all their books of sorcery and devil worship and idolatry, didn't they? Remember? I mean, whole cities were shut. In fact, you know, the people who made the little idols got so upset and so mad, they tried to turn the authorities against Paul and against others. And they said, "These men have turned the world upside down. They have just absolutely come in here and turned our world upside down." Well, the problem was their world was upside down and needed to be straightened up. But I think, I know that so much of the church has a wrong mentality. They have a mentality that we need to find our little corner where we can come and get in our spot and be different. And we worship God and we shout and we speak in tongues and we talk about faith, and then we got to go back out into that old bad world. And we're different, but we've got our little safe place over here where we can come back and we can get in here and be different. No, that's not what happened in the book of Acts. That's not what we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be changing.
Yeah.
our areas. We're supposed to be causing ripples. We're supposed to be making waves. Not because we're mean and loud and demanding. It's just because we're here and saved and powerful and healed and rich and unashamed and are not going away. And we're after you. So you're after me? Yeah. We want you saved. We want you in the kingdom of God. We're after you. But I don't want it. We'll ask you again tomorrow. We don't quit. If people can be loud and bold about their sin, why should we be intimidated and think we have to hide our Christianity? Absolutely not. I said absolutely not. We should have the mentality that, hey, glory to God, everybody's going to get saved. You know, people waste their time. I know it's a strong statement, but listen, they waste their time fighting sin. Fighting pornography. Fighting drunkenness. If enough people get saved and get their minds renewed and don't buy the magazine, they will quit making it because they are only in it for the money. Right? If enough people get saved and start living right and control themselves and honor their bodies and nobody goes to the clinic for an abortion, they will close it. See, some people don't like this, but you need to hear it. Don't focus on the negative. Focus on the positive. Don't just work on the aftermath or the effects of something. Go to the cause. Go to the cause. Go to the root. Are you with me? People get saved and they get full of God and they get full of faith. And they love God with all their heart and they learn how to be led by the Spirit. The other stuff comes off.
Amen.
I said it comes off. And you get enough of the people like that, there won't be enough business to sustain the other stuff. They will fade away without you hollering or yelling one time. They just won't have the support. But you can fuss and you can carry on. I mean, it's kind of like prohibition. People made so much noise about prohibition and they got the laws passed and they shut it down. Or did they? No, it just moved. As long as people, I mean, it was proven, wasn't it? If people want to drink, somebody's going to make liquor and they're going to drink. Just trying to shut it off doesn't fix it. If somebody wants to look at pornographic magazines, they're going to get them. You can holler all you want to. You can make all the noise you want to. That's not the solution.
Amen.
What is the solution? The church advancing. The church being increased by people. Two major things. People getting born again and getting in the church. And the people that's in the church growing up.
Amen.
Growing up.
Amen.
And you get enough of the people in the church, it's going to end. What's happening? When the people come in the church, they're coming out of something. It has happened in this nation. In this nation, 100 years ago and 200 years ago, there have been cities where people came and preached and they had such revivals that every, what we'd call honky-tonk or bar, place of ill repute, shut down just from sheer lack of business. Now that happened with Paul in the book of Acts with the silversmiths. And they got so mad and upset because people weren't buying their little idols, silver idols.
That's right.
Because Paul preached and said, if it's made with hands, it ain't a god.
That's right.
And a bunch of the people got saved and they quit buying that junk.
Yeah.
And they're hurting, they're going out of business. So they start screaming and hollering and boy, you got waves, you got revival and riot. But glory to God, at least you got something going on. You're not just sitting over trying to hide somewhere. We are not here to be put under a bushel. We're supposed to be set up on a candlestick and shine. And some people will like it and some people won't, but at least something's going on. I believe you and I and the whole church in the earth is on the verge of a move of God. And it is God's will to manifest himself. And for people that normally wouldn't look twice at the church and the things of God will have to sit up and go, what is that? What's going on? We're not supposed to be a secret. I know when we first came here, I've always been averse to a lot of public relations type thing and advertising. And a good friend of mine, bless his heart, he was helping me out. He said, well, have y'all let anybody know that you're going to have a church? I said, well, not many. He said, well, Brother Keith, you can't have a secret church. People have to know that you're going to be there. He was trying to help me. Well, you don't want to just be self-absorbed and put yourself forward, but at the same time, you don't want to hide. And nobody knows that we got anything going on. God wants this thing on the hilltop. He wants it on the candlestand, doesn't he? He wants it shining. He wants people seeing it. He wants people hearing it. How many believe he could multiply this church and others all around the world until the message is getting out and the word is getting out and manifestations? What are signs and wonders? Just letting you know something's going on. Come see this. Come be a part of this. God still does signs. Doesn't he? Thanks be unto God. We're a part of it. On this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I'll give to you, verse 19, the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you shall bind, everybody say bind, on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you shall loose, everybody say loose, on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So this has to do with authority, doesn't it? Authority. Is authority a part of the church? The keys of the kingdom. The authority of the believer. Now, we talked about this in the last couple of sessions. I want to get further into it. What is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ? The title of this series is The Church. It's not just a Sunday thing. The church is not just a Sunday thing. What is the church? Technically, if you look up the word church literally means the called together ones. Say that out loud. Called. And called what?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Church, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.